Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here Sunday every night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We'll have a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes when we'll be back with the second hour. Our highlight artist of the week is trumpet man Howard McGhee. Overlooked, underrated trumpet player. He was one of the first major bebop jazz trumpet players, along with Dizzy Gillespie, Fats Navarro, and Idris Solomon. And in around 46 and 47, he had sessions on the old Dial label organized in Hollywood with Charlie Parker. And he worked also with various jazz ensembles all down through the years. He dropped out of the jazz scene in the 50s because he had some drug problems, and he was sidelined until the early 60s when he came out. Between 60 and 62, he had several fine albums before he again disappeared out of the scene. And so we're going to survey some of those albums between 1960 and 1962, in which Howard was back at in peak performance and performing very well. Our first track is actually a track where Howard is a sideman in an album put out on the Felstead label by pianist Freddie Redd called Music from the Connection. And Freddie Redd is a pianist that written all of the music for a play called The Connection, and that was put on Broadway with some jazz musicians actually on the stage. And on this particular track, we've got Howard, of course, on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, the composer and leader, Freddie Redd on piano, the judge, Milton Hinton on bass, O.C. Johnston on drums. This is a little thing written by Freddie Redd called Who Killed Cock Robin?
Thank you.
our Spotlight Artist of the Week, trumpet man, Howard McGee. He was heard there as a sideman on an album called Music from the Connection, cut in 1960 on a Felstead label with Freddie Redd, the piano player on that track, who was the composer of a little item called Who Killed Cock Robin. So what's up on your first playlist tonight, Al?
Well, I thought this would be a good time to hear from Ruby Braff and Scott Hamilton. This is from a Concord CD entitled A First, and it features Ruby on cornet and Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, with John Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chris Flory on guitar, and Chuck Riggs on drums. And they're going to do a Hoagy Carmichael tune entitled Rockin' Chair. Thank you. And that was Hoagie Carmichael's tune Rockin' Chair, featuring Ruby Braff on cornet, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, John Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chris Flory on guitar, and Chuck Riggs on drums. It was from a Concord CD released in 1985 entitled A First.
Next up, continuing our salute to our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Howard McGhee. We're going to do something from his Bethlehem label, Dusty Blue, cut in 1961. And on this track, Howard is backed up by the fine pianist Tommy Flanagan. Ron Carter's here on bass, and Walter Bolden is here on drums. And this is Howard's version of Rodgers and Hammerstein, great Broadway musical composition, Sound of Music. Muted trumpet of our highlight artist of the week, Howard McGhee, from his Bethlehem album, Dusty Blue. And, of course, that was a great hit from the Rodgers pen of Rodgers and Hammerstein for the Broadway musical Sound of Music, and backed up by Tommy Flanagan there on piano. So what's next, Al?
Well, I thought it'd be good to hear next from the president. But don't get too excited. This president's won many polls. His name is Lester Young. And this number is from a Mercury CD entitled The Complete Lester Young, which is pretty presumptuous because it's nowhere near complete. But this number features Lester on tenor sax, Johnny Guarneri on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. And they're going to do a Jesse Greer, Raymond Clage's tune entitled Just You, Just Me. It's Just You, Just Me, brought to you there by the president of the tenor saxophone, Lester Young, and he was backed by Johnny Guarneri on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. That was from a Mercury CD released in 1987 entitled The Complete Lester Young. The original recordings were on the Keynote label on 78 RPM.
Next we find our Spotlight Artist of the Week, trumpet man Howard McGee, in the studio, cutting an album as a sideman with great West Coast tenor man Teddy Edwards. This is a contemporary album called Together Again, cut in 1961. And along with Howard on trumpet and Teddy on tenor sax, got the great Phineas Newborn on Junior on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Egg Thigpen on drums. At that time, Brown and Thigpen were probably working in the trio with Oscar Peterson's group. And Teddy Edwards is also a highly overlooked, underrated tenor man who didn't get much national press because he preferred to stay on the West Coast rather than travel. So here let's listen to this contemporary album where they do You Stepped Out of a Dream. Thank you.
Thank you.
swinging straight ahead version of You Stepped Out of a Dream from a contemporary album cut in 1961 called Together Again. And the two personnel that got together again were our highlight artist of the week, Howard McGee on trumpet and Teddy Edwards on tenor sax. Also heard some fine piano work there by Phineas Newborn Jr. And so what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, up next is a group led by tenor saxophone artist John Coltrane. It's from his Impulse LP entitled Ballads. It features Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Gene DePaul entitled You Don't Know What Love Is.
Thank you.
That was You Don't Know What Love Is, featuring John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. That was from an Impulse LP released in 1963 entitled Ballads.
Now we're going to listen to trumpet man Howard McGee from his contemporary album cut in 1961 called Maggie's Back in Town. And of course we have his nickname is Maggie, Howard McGee on trumpet, Phineas Newborn Jr. is back on piano, one of Indianapolis's finest who moved to the West Coast, was a first call bass man on many, many recording sessions, Leroy Vinegar, one of the leading pioneers of bop, and spent many, many years in the West Coast on drums, Shelly Mann, and this is Willow Weep For Me. That was the trumpet of Howard McGhee from his contemporary album, Maggie's Back in Town, backing up Howard there on piano was Phineas Newborn Jr. So for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. So we got some more good jazz ahead of us. So how are we going to close out the first hour, Al?
Well, next up we'll hear from Johnny Hodges. This is from a Verve LP entitled The Big Sound. Hodges was nicknamed The Rabbit, and he wrote this tune entitled The Little Rabbit Blues, and it features Johnny on alto sax with the complete Ellington Orchestra backing him with the substitution of Billy Strayhorn on piano for the Duke. So this is The Little Rabbit Blues.
Mm-hmm.